Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It's Tuesday, June 20th, 2017. We're going to pick up right where we left off yesterday with a special message as preached by Irvin Williams of Restoration Urban Ministries. He's their executive director, and he preached this message a week ago Sunday at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. Pastor Irvin is speaking about God's presence in our life and how the kingdom of heaven is here. Here's Irvin Williams.
He is our life. He is our power. He is the glory. He is our love. So everywhere in heaven, there is this presence of God. And they learn it is. You never have to go to heaven and have somebody say, well, you know where God's at? You don't. Because He's everywhere. He covers everything. He is everything. And in fact, in His presence, heaven is being with God or being in His presence. So Jesus' instructions to the disciples was simple. He says, preach this to them. The kingdom of heaven has come near. It's here. We're struggling looking for it. And He said, it's here. Where God is heaven. And so we learn to live in that presence. Now, here's the problem that we struggle with, is that we all can say we know that. We don't struggle with that a whole lot. But let me ask you something here right quick. Do everybody in here believe that the Bible works? Huh? Don't answer it too quickly. You know why I tell you that, don't you? Because a quick answer, we don't know whether we're getting your public Christian answer or we're getting your private life conviction. And many times they're different. See, I believe God is everywhere. I believe God is with me. Oh, you remember the saying that everybody was saying for a while? God is good all the time. That all the time. God is good. Remember how everyone walking around quoting that one? And so we believe God is good all the time. But we had some problems when we were going through something, whether God was as good as He said He is. I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on. It doesn't make sense. God, have you left me? Did you abandon me? Oh, God, what am I going to do? Oh, God, is He still good? All the time. You follow? So we say it, but it's got to become a reality in our life. We got to walk in the presence. Yes, God is good. It doesn't matter about the storms. It doesn't matter about what comes your way. It doesn't matter about the darkness. God is always good. And what I've learned about good, I can rely, trust, depend totally upon Him because God keeps His word. He cannot lie. He said He would never leave me. He is good. But see, sometimes when I get in my private life, I don't always say that. And sometimes even in my prayer, I tend to do, what happened, God? I don't know. I was just sure You was going to show up. Well, He did. It just didn't go down the way You wanted to. Because He's got a bigger plan for your good. That we're allowed sometimes to go through the storms. And in the storm, He doesn't abandon us. He's right there with us. In Your presence is fullness of joy. We gather together. And when we gather, like in this group here, we ought to be a presence-centered culture. It ought to rule out over everything. God is here. God is with us. You follow? Yeah, but no, God is with us. So we gather here, and our purpose for gathering is we believe that the Lord is going to be present when we get here. Here's what I found out. That when God comes and joins us in what we're doing here, He's not over in that corner over there by the vent doing this. Or this. You follow? So when we gather together, we believe that His presence is here and that His presence is covering the room and it's touching everything. Listen, if you walked in this door, God's intent was to touch you and to bless you and to hold you and let you know you may be coming with all kinds of weights on your shoulder, but you don't realize the moment you stepped in God's presence, here's what He started doing. He started getting the weight off, huh? Because He doesn't want you there. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes! My yoke is easy, and my burdens are light. If you're overweighted when you walked in the door, the presence of God says, I want to take that load from you. Sometimes we go to church and we go back home and we're still carrying the same load, and we can go back home, always go back home lighter. When you came into His presence, because He is present, that's the present culture that we are taking up on. And it's starting to happen more and more in our churches. You listen here, and I mean no affront to anyone, but listen, this is not the Kiwanis Club meeting. And I'm not tearing down Kiwanis. I've been to a lot of Kiwanis meetings. But there's a difference between the Kiwanis and how they do stuff and how we do stuff in the church. See, they go on whether Jesus is present or not. And here, we expect His presence. And we expect Him the same yesterday, today, and forever, doing what He's always done. Okay, Jesus is in the center of our gathering. Matthew 18:18 through 20 says, surely I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I amongst you. His presence. And He doesn't want us coming to church and not believing and taking a hold that Jesus is present. Two or three have come together in His name, and there's an automatic agreement that Jesus is the answer, and the other is that He promised He would be here. We're in agreement. And if we're in agreement, there should be no question that He will be here. And there's some awesome things that He wants to do to each one of us. Not one name escape Him. Not one person escape Him. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how old you are. You can be a baby. God can touch babies. And He does it all the time. Because I remember a story about how John the Baptist was yet in his mother's womb and God touched him. So how young do you have to be before God doesn't touch you? I don't know. He met John there. So His presence is always there. And it ought to be something that there ought to be excitement and we ought to get stirred. Why? Because Jesus is in the house. Because the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords has desired to make His presence known in here. We got a word that we've been using a whole lot around the church. We call it, you got presence and then you got manifested presence. So what we're encouraging everybody is to start walking in the manifested presence. I'll tell you why. This room is full of air. Anybody struggling with finding any air in here? Praise the Lord. No. Because you're already convinced that the room is full of air. There's plenty of air outside the door. Listen, I've never been to China, but I got a feeling there's air there too. Air is everywhere. God is everywhere. You see, we all know that He's got the whole world in His. We all know that. You follow? We know that God is everywhere. But let me tell you, when it begins to make a difference, here's where it makes a difference. Air. I recognize there's air everywhere. But you know the air that is most personal, that I'm more concerned about than any other air is this one. That's the most important piece of air there is, right? You see, it's that one. That one is personal. You follow? You see, God is everywhere. But what's most important, we separate that, but God is with me. You know, they tell me that, and this virgin shall conceive a son, and he shall be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Not God away, but God with. Okay? That he is right here. He's with us. He's with us. He's with us. He's with us. And we begin to walk in that. Here's one of the reasons why we're gathered here today. You're gathered here because of the presence of God. Not just so that you can say, oh, I went to church last Sunday. I didn't see you there, but I was definitely there. You know, that's not where we go. We go to church because we know that we all need just a little bit more Jesus in our lives, right? That's the reason I show up. Hey, I like you, but I like Jesus better, okay? I came because I need a little more Jesus moving in my life and directing me. Because see, when I walk outside these doors, it's tough out there. So I need a little bit more of his manifestation going on in my life. That's why we've been saying the manifested presence. Because the more that we're aware of it, the more that he seems to do in our lives as we're reckoning. Oh, he is so in love with me. He is so concerned about me. Maybe you came here today and you were struggling whether does God love me? Let me say it this way. He is so in love with you. And you say, yeah, but I haven't done everything right. Got nothing to do with his love. He loves you. That's what grace is. He loves you even though you make mistakes, even though you fall short. He loves you. And he will always love you. And get this. You can't do anything that can change his love because he's perfect. His love is perfect. Doesn't mean that he likes what we do. And we have the right to make choices and decisions, but it doesn't change his love. That's what perfect love is. And his love is perfect. And that perfect love says he's looking out for the best for me. He wants more and more of me to recognize that as I allow him to live his life out in me, I tell you, great things can't help but to happen because he does. Now, just about done here. Okay. One more part, this presence. Here's what it says in Proverbs 22:3. It says, but you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. One translation says, you inhabit the praises of your people. He inhabits our praises. Knowing that, I'm armed. Because now as I leave out of here, as I go to my job, as I go wherever I go, I recognize that when God enthrones my praises, he inhabits my praises. Therefore, I go. I got to go to work. Yeah, but take praise with you. You don't have to get up and start jumping. Well, that doesn't hurt, but you don't have to get up and start jumping and shouting. You just acknowledge him. You just begin to say, God, sometimes you just got to go take a restroom break, even though you don't have to do anything. But you know no one's going to follow you to the restroom. And you just got to go in there sometimes, close the stall, and get in there. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You're too good to me, Lord. Oh, look at all the wonderful things you did. I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm about. I got a job when so many other people don't. I got a home to live in. I got food on my table when so many people are lacking these. Thank you. Jesus, then you can walk back out. Because he inhabits your praises. And because wherever you go, you take him. And now he goes, and here, I've done it. Here's what starts to happen. Sometimes those people you can't get along with on the job, boom. You wonder why they're changing. It's because you brought the presence. Oh, yeah, but we got a hardcore group of people there. The presence, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And you bring him with you. And you give him permission to work through you to touch and transform other lives. You go to the laundromat. You go to the store. Wherever you go, you begin to walk in this presence of God, believing it's not you doing the work anyway. It's the Holy Spirit that's doing the work in the first place. But you bring, and you says, God, on my job, wherever I'm at, touch lives, change lives, transform people, Lord. There's a place of conviction that you can bring that no matter how much talking I do, I can't convict anyone, but the Spirit of God can, and they recognize their need for God. A couple little things here, and I'm out of here. I went through a situation where we were teaching on the Holy Spirit. We've been talking about the conviction power of the Holy Spirit for weeks, And so my brother, one of my younger brothers, him and his wife had been having problems. They both had gone to church. They'd gotten out of church, and they're not doing what they need to be doing. So anyway, she got to the point where she just didn't trust my brother any place he would go. So anyway, he said one evening, he says, "I got to go to the store." Well, she just mount up on him. "You're going to see one of those so-and-sos. You're going to go see that one. You're going to go to..." He says, "I'm going to the store." "No, you're not going to the store." So he closes the door. He walks out. As soon as he gets in the car and he drives out, she calls me. And I mean, she's going at it 100 miles an hour. And he's just doing this. She's just going at it. That she's just having it. And I was getting ready to, if I could get a breath in, I was going to tell her, settle down, trust God. Maybe you need to come back to Christ. Maybe you need to get your relationship with God. I couldn't get a word in. And finally, I just said, "Holy Spirit, you've got to do this, because there's nothing I can say she's going to hear." I'm on the phone, folks. I'm sitting there listening, and all of a sudden, she's going on and on, and she stops. Her whole conversation changed. She says, "Now, you know what? I know I've gotten away from God. I know that I haven't been going to church like I need to. I know I need to pray." And she just goes, "I still haven't said anything, but I'm trusting the Holy Spirit." Are you following me? You see? And so finally, my brother comes back through the door while she's on the phone with a bag in his arm, because he went straight to the store and he came back just like he said he was going to do. But it was a moment for God to deal with her that later brought both of them back to the house of God. In thy presence. You see, we have this opportunity to take the presence wherever we go. To the schools. Sidewalks. In your presence. But we've got to trust God's word and believe it, that wherever we go, whatever we're doing, I bring the presence of God. The Bible says, "I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit." God, use this temple. Do whatever you need to do. Flow and touch those that I have to work with. Flow and touch those, Lord, that I can't get along with. Flow, God, in your presence. I trust you that something great is going to happen. Something great is manifesting. I think the last verse, Exodus 25:8. "And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them." That God wants to be in the presence. He wants to dwell among us. One scripture, he says that, "I will come and live among you. You will be my people and I will be your God." God so loved us so much that he took on flesh and came down because he wants to be with us. He didn't have to visit Adam, but in the coolness of the day, he would come and spend time. God wants you to recognize his presence, to walk in that, because as you do, you see that if we can't recognize his presence in the church, how are we going to recognize his presence outside the church? So we start walking in it here. We walk in it every time two or three of us come together. You walk in it when you're by yourself. You walk in it knowing that God so loved me, that his presence is always with me. And wherever I go, watch God begin to change. I don't have to see it in the naked eye. I just have to believe the God that I serve. Your presence is fullness of joy. He's here. He's here. And fullness of joy is there. It's left up to whether you believe he can do that. I've had some terrible things happen in my life. But I found out that every time I would turn back and say, "God, I trust you for restoring my joy, my peace, bringing things together so that I can live with it," I've always found he's been faithful. Always. Always. I don't have a problem too big for him. He can give me peace in the worst of storms. He can keep my joy overflowing if I'll trust him. And you know why I know he can do it? Because he's called God. He's big enough to do it. But it's left up to me whether I want to receive it. You can take that next breath of air, Or you can just say, I'm not going to breathe anymore. I'm not going to take it in. You'll probably fall over. You can walk in His presence, or you can abandon it and say, man, look like everything that is going wrong is going wrong. I choose to walk in His manifested presence. Amen. Let me pray for you before I sit down, if that's all right. Lord, the best that I can do is go back to Your Word. Trust what You said. One scripture says, let every man be a liar, but let God's Word be true. You also said that You're not a man that you should lie, or the son of man that you should repent. And yet another scripture, You said You sent Your Word, and it healed us and delivered us out of our destruction. You told us that wherever You've sent Your Word, it will accomplish what You've sent it to do where You have sent it, and it shall not return back to You empty or void. So I trust Your Word this morning, Father, that as it fell on hearts this morning, I pray that You would create such a hunger for Your presence amongst this group here, such a hunger for the presence of God, that we will find ourselves doing everything we can just to be able to hang out with You just a little bit longer. And then I pray that as they go into the world, Lord, that that presence would go with them so that we really can change the world. Your Word said that we can turn the world upside down, not us, but Your Spirit within us. So, Lord, take every man, woman, boy, and girl in here and make them vessels of the presence of the living God, that wherever they go, Lord, You have an opportunity to minister to more and more and more people. I believe the time is running out. And so now we stand up for the mighty work that You've given us to do. Touch that hungry heart. Touch it. And draw them ever closer to You till they feel like I cannot do without Your presence. And then, Lord, I pray that the life that they live, and I just know it's true, will continue to bring praise and glory and honor. In no other name we know to do that in, but in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
James 4:8 says, draw near to God and He'll draw near to you. May you walk in His presence today. That was a message by Irvin Williams of Restoration Urban Ministries, as preached a week ago Sunday at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.